Hello.
Hi, Tammy?
Yes.
Hi, it's Randy Reese. I'm on a recorded line. This is about the depot claim. Thank you for calling me.
Yes.
I missed your call. I just went to the bathroom. I've been here all morning. It's kind of quiet.
No.
Did you want to do this real quick? You want to see if you can meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay. I know you have to go to work, so I'll get real quick.
I got a little over an hour. I'm good.
Okay. If you have any questions, just feel free to jump in. A lot of this we've kind of already talked about. So I'll go kind of quick at certain points, and then at certain points I'll, you know, leave it up to you on how fast we go. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me start at the beginning. So you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Tammy, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And again, just to confirm, under penalty that you've not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, Tammy, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes. No, I have not.
Thank you. And then you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I know you told me the other day. I've actually got a couple of the notes here that you had told me, like McLaren, McComb, and a couple of other things, but we'll get into that in a second. Now, young lady, what is your date of birth?
2/22/65.
Thank you. So I have February 22nd, 1965. And again, Tammy, as you know, you do have my contact information. If you know anybody else that wants to talk about the depo, please give them my name and number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And did you consume the brand name, contraceptive Depo-Provera?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. You would know generally because it's not called Depo-Provera if it's the generic. So as far as you know, you got Depo,
yeah,
correct? Okay.
That's embedded in my head, that name, yeah.
Okay. I know. I'm so sorry. And then, Tammy, did you use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, as far as I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And within the 1 year, can you, for any one of those years that you used it, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with meningioma?
I would say yes, because I just got diagnosed in 2023, so.
So that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so this one here, I asked you this one the other day. So I do already know the answer, but did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes, I can't be accurate on exact dates, but yes, definitely the early 90s.
Okay, give me to the best of your memory, when do you think you started using the Depo, month and the year, to the best of your memory?
Oh, God, a month I can't, but my daughter was born October 26, 1990, so I want to say it was after that.
1990, okay. So as far as you remember, now remember on these ones here, to the best of your memory is fine on these questions. And if I have to have exact, I will tell you before I ask mm-hmm. the question. So on this usage started date, do you think you said that your daughter was born in October 26th?
1990, yep.
1990. Do you think so it had to have been like at least a couple years after that, right?
I'm guessing, yeah, as far as I can. As far as I can remember, yes, it would have to
okay.
be done.
Right. Do you think it might have been in 92, do you think it might have been middle of the year, beginning of the year, just to your best guess, beginning of the year, middle of the year, towards the end of the year, like if
maybe.
I put
Well,
June.
She was born in October, let's say the beginning of the year, because October's at the end, so yeah.
Okay. So we'll go with like January 10th of 1992. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, to the best of your memory. And then,
yes,
to your best of your memory, when did you stop using it, Tammy?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I had to guess a year, 94. It wasn't forever, but it wasn't a short term. So it was...
Correct. Well, you know you used it for at least a couple of years. And remember, when they pull the medical records, the only criteria for this claim is that you had used it for 1 year, which I asked you earlier. So when they pull the medical records, that's why I say to the best of your memory, because it gives them a place to look. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Because what was it? Every 3 months you got them?
Correct.
Remember correctly?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're thinking you got it for a couple of years. So maybe all the way on into – now, into February of 94. Did you have other children after that?
No. Oh, no. She's my only. She wasn't planned. Best thing that ever happened to me, but so that's what I'm going to say. It's got to be after. It's got to be after her.
That would be the same as my son. Non-planned, and I wouldn't give him back. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And for the correct spelling, your legal spelling, your name, have T-A-M-M-I-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then for, is it R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T?
Yes.
And now we had this conversation. I am supposed to try to get the full social, but I can get by with the last four on yours.
Do you need my middle name?
No.
Or no? Okay.
So the last four of your social.
3548.
Thank you, ma'am. And then for your email, I have tizzylish222@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Did you receive an email from me? It would have been like when we talked originally, but I don't.
I know I got your text and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I've got,
don't worry about it.
I actually sat down, try to clean out my email. I have so much crap in my email. So
and plus that you've got a lot of other things. You're fine. Trust me.
Yeah, I got
me,
a couple
fine.
Of, I try to do it every couple of days, but yeah, I want to say, I definitely got your phone number.
Cool.
I've known you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is this a mobile phone? This 586-260.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone and text, yeah, because like I said, my email is
a
disaster right now.
Plus, you had that horrible thing happen in your family since we spoke last live.
Oh, yeah, that's the second person I know that went to the doctors for basic routine and found out they had 3 months to live. Yeah, it was very emotional.
It is.
And I don't see my stepbrother that often, and I'm so happy we got to see him. But that's not under the circumstances. Yeah, I can't get it out of my head, man. I went to work yesterday, just in tears. I was like, it was horrible, just the way it happened. You know, it's just like,
I do. I'll tell you this. I have an appointment on the 10th with my doctor. I'm not going.
I know.
What's your address, Tammy?
25919 New, N-E-W, Forest.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Something went wrong. Hold on. Oh, what's up with this? I'm going to type it in manually. 25919.
New, N-E-W, Forest, F-O-R-E-S-T, Court.
Hold on. Forest Court. I don't know why this Google Map thing isn't working. It usually does. Okay, Forest Court. New Forest. Is that one word or two words, New Forest Court?
It's New Forest Court is three words. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I meant the New Forest part, Tammy, but sorry. Okay. Let me pull that over. Okay. And what city is that in?
Chesterfield, Michigan.
Chesterfield, Michigan. Thank you. And
48051.
Thank you. 48051. Okay. All right. Now, I did ask you this question, but just to confirm, this one I asked before. So was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor? And I believe you told me it was by a doctor, correct?
Yeah, the doctor's office.
So it might have been
the nurse.
It might have been the medical staff, which is fine as well.
Yeah.
Now, we kind of came up with this in your mind when we were doing the dates, but if you had to say, how many times did you get that shot? You know it was at least a couple years, and you know it went down every 3 months. So are you thinking you got eight shots, or what's your thoughts on that?
I'm going to say at least a year and a half.
Okay, so in total, what do you think? Total number of shots that you got, eight?
What would that be?
That would be 2 years' worth.
Maybe 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing that. I'm guessing my knowledge. Yeah.
That's fine.
I know it wasn't for very long.
And what was the where did you get the depo? In other words, where did you go to get your shot?
I don't remember the exact doctor, but I want to say 100% it was through Mount Clemens General, which is called McLaren now.
Right. We looked that up.
Yeah.
And so it should come right back up for me. Mount Clemens General. And it did
come up. But it's called McLaren now.
And yeah. That's how it comes up. Exactly.
On Harrington, yeah.
Yep, I have this written down. That's one of the things that we talked about the other day. So let me take that information and copy and paste it. And that was the attending staff. That's fine. And again, that's on Harrington. So we're good there. Thank you. Just doing some copying and pasting.
I don't know if this helps, but I don't know if 100%, but I remember seeing a Dr. Zima. He's a male gynecologist. He's passed away because I recently looked him up.
Okay.
Because I know I had surgery by him because I had a cyst on my ovaries back then.
Okay.
That's the only name that comes to mind. Right
okay.
Now.
It'll help. Hold on. I'm still copying and pasting. And when you went and got the depot, you didn't have to go pick it up like at Walgreens or anything. It was already at McLaren, correct?
No, I remember getting the shots. Yeah, at the office, yeah.
Correct. And you think that was Dr. Zima. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, most people, there is a few, believe it or not, ladies, that did self-injection. Doesn't happen too often, though. And then in that case, they'd actually go and pick it up at like Walgreens or CVS, believe it or not. I don't know why you would do it
yeah.
that way.
No.
Kind of crazy.
I give myself B12 shots, but something like that, no, I'd want the doctor to do that.
How often do you take those?
I try to do at least once a month.
Yeah, okay. I do the sublingual tabs of the B12. I get them from Life Extension. I can tell the difference. But
the kind they put underneath your tongue?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They work a little bit, but okay. Now, going back up, so we have the staff. We have that all at McLaren. I'm just doing more copy and pasting and exit a couple times. Okay, address. There's also another brand of the sublinguals that work pretty good, Dr. Zima. Z-H-O-U, something like that. Is the brand.
What is it?
Z-H-O-U is the brand of vitamins.
Oh, I think, Zumar. Yeah,
something
yeah,
like that. I don't know if I say
yeah.
it right either.
Yeah, I think I've seen them too.
Okay. All right. And believe it or not, I'm not wasting your time. I'm doing a lot of copying and pasting. Now,
no,
was Dr. Zima also the gentleman that, as far as you remember, that diagnosed you also? Because you said he treated
you.
That's
a different doctor. I have all her information.
What's her name?
Dr. Rim, R-I-M-K-R-E-I-T. Amazing doctor.
K-R-T-I-E.
K-R-E-I-T.
K-R-E-I-T.
E as in Edward.
You.
Yep.
I see. Thank you.
I have her address and phone number, too, if you need that.
I will in a sec, but I think I'm going to find her anyways. There she is. Would it be on Hall Road?
No, she's recently moved to Shaner.
Okay,
hold on.
Different
address, 51221.
Hold up. Okay, 51221.
Shaner.
How do you spell that?
S-C-H-O-E-N-H-E-R-R.
Thank you.
Suite 201 at Shelby Township.
Hold on, number 201.
They moved to a different office.
Thank you for having that. And then Shelby Township, you said.
Michigan, yep.
Gotcha, hold on.
And that,
am I?
I have the phone number.
Is that?
Yep. 48315. I have the phone number too.
Yep, please. Phone number?
586-323-4450.
4450, thank you. And let me just copy-paste her name. And that's a family practice is what that is.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. It's at least that's what she's got. Excellent reviews, too. I like this.
Oh,
all
she's
that stuff
amazing.
All that stuff you tell me, yeah. Other than the correct address, the new address is all here, so including her reviews, 4.9. That's, she also works at Henry Ford.
Yeah, she's through Henry Ford, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay. And she just calls this place in where you go on Hall Road. She just, that's her office is what it is. Family practice, correct?
Not on Hall. They moved from Hall Road.
I mean, on the news. I'm sorry. On the news. I'm looking at Google when I said that. But yes, where you see her on Schoenherr Road.
Schoenherr. Yeah, I know. Say word. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, I come from a place we don't have words like that.
You should hear the GPS try and say it. Yes.
Oh, I do hear them. Yes. Yeah, family practice. Okay. You're doing great, actually. What's important is more of the what you're telling me now, Dr. Rim, I should say, because that's really what's going to confirm this diagnosis. Now,
I have the date of when I had the CAT scan, if you need that, too.
Okay.
I looked that up, too. I have an app on a medical app on my phone. So.
Oh, good for you. I'm going to ask that in one sec, but I'm doing some more copying and pasting because Dr. Rim's stuff is asked more than once. Okay. Sometimes people get sent to a whole slew of doctors. Okay. And her address. And then they ask her specialty. I already know what it is. Okay. Let me see if I can find anything else on her. She does a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, she's serious. I don't know when the lady sleeps. I've left doctors for like having horrible bedside manner. Just like just get bad vibe. Oh yeah, she's amazing.
I'm with you on that one, to be honest with you. I've done the same. And then they call back, why? You don't need to hear
she sent me to see someone and I could kind of tell in her voice she wasn't her favorite person to refer me to, but the specialty I had to do with my thyroid. And when I went to check out, long story short, they said, when does he want to see you? I go, I don't want to see him. I'm going to find another doctor.
Yeah, good for you. My wife had the thyroid.
It was horrible.
Do you take Synthroid?
I did it back in the day, but not anymore. I'm taking vitamins and just eating better.
Good for you. That's what I need her to do. Did you have any, before you got the meningioma, did you ever have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Good. So you don't have to take this. That's another conversation you and I could have. You don't have to take the Synthroid anymore.
Well, every time I go, believe me, I've been researching this since then. I'm being more holistic because I don't want to be on a drug for the rest of my life, first of all.
No.
And just a lot of things make sense. Like if you don't take care of your gut and your liver, your thyroid's not going to work properly. Well, I'm not going to take a drug, and it wasn't working. And then every time I go get blood work, they'd say I'm fine. And I'm like,
good for you. I am real curious. Let me finish this because then I actually have a couple questions I want to ask you about that particular. So I'm actually making a note so I don't forget at the end of the intake here. Now, what type of treatment did they give you for the meningioma?
Nothing. As of right now, I am
monitored.
Was diagnosed on 12/14/23 from a CAT scan that Dr. Crete wanted me to get because I was feeling dizzy and all kinds of weird stuff going on. And then that came back. She told me to go see a specialist to make sure so they could keep an eye on it. And my part, I kept blowing it off until I started hearing about all this.
Yeah.
Now I have an appointment in February.
Okay.
To see a specialist to make sure it's.
What was the date that you
there.
Had that last CAT scan?
It says in my medical thing, it says 12/14/2023.
Okay.
So it was a year ago.
Okay. So you were not hospitalized, correct?
No.
Good. All right, hold on. Let me go back up. You're giving me real good information, so thank you. Because monitoring, believe it or not, that is one sort of treatment, and that doesn't mean down the road there may be more, but... That's a good sign.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
So good for you.
It's early if I could get in. So.
No, I know. It takes forever. Okay. So I have a place here to put some notes. So I just want to put this in here. The meningioma is being monitored, has treatments, more diagnostics, I want to say, scheduled for February.
Yeah.
Further diagnostics.
I think it's February. February 3rd, actually. Yep, let's look at my calendar.
Okay, thank you. Scheduled February 3rd. You can never put too much information on these things, by the way. Okay. That one wasn't even required. Remember how I told you some are required, some aren't? That wasn't, but I think it's important to note myself. Okay.
Back up here. I mean, I have, and another thing, where's my notes that I wanted to ask you? I have CDs of my CAT scans and MRIs if those are needed.
Oh, okay.
Not only do I have it, you know, in medical lingo and my app on my phone, I actually had them make CDs so you can actually, you know, put it in a computer, whatever they could do, and look at it.
Yes, yeah. I'm noting that. I'm going to put digital copies so there's no misunderstanding. I know what CDs are.
Mm-hmm. I was, first time I had one, I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool.
That is very cool, actually.
CD of my brain. I mean, they did it like 5 minutes after I had the test done, too, which is, the technology is amazing.
That is amazing. I am really impressed by that one, actually.
Walked out with the date and the little plastic cover and everything, like I was buying an album.
And then you just, this is actually the last, well, there's two more questions, but let me go back up. Google thing's kind of giving me a bad time. I hope it works out. Okay. And then when you got your diagnosis, you told me that, and I believe you told me this, for some reason I skipped past it. When you got your meningioma, it was of the brain, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. It would be either of the brain or the spine. And then...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I want to say it's brain, yeah.
And then you told me this already, but and I'm so sorry to ask it again. What was your date of diagnosis? And that would have been from Dr., if I remember correctly.
When I got the CT scan?
Yes.
12/14/2023.
And I did put it in there down in the notes. But I got a little sidetracked because I got excited when you told me you had the digital copies of that, to be honest with you. That's no excuse.
I'm trying to think of stuff, too, that I wrote down. And another thing, too, I'm going to do in the next couple of days, I have a file cabinet that is, I could never be a file clerk because I'm unorganized when it comes to that. I'm organized and OCD and everything about everything else, but that I'm not. And I'm going to go through because I'm hoping maybe I can find something back from the day. I mean... You never know. So
you've got. Let me go back.
I'm
going to go back all the way to the top. You've got some good paperwork because there is one more question I'm going to ask, but it's all down at the bottom. So let's go there. So starting at the very top, you did tell me you wanted to meet the criteria. You're filing the claim on behalf of yourself. I'm going to go real fast, but you stop me whenever, if needed. I don't think you're going to need to. Yes, you are a resident of the United States. Yes, you got diagnosed with meningioma. It was meningioma of the brain, as best as you can tell. 12/14/23 was your diagnosis. Your date of birth is 2/22/1965. Of course, you'll tell anybody else who was injured by Depo Provera about me. You did use the brand name contraceptive Depo. It was Depo. You did use it for more than 1 year. And... within the 1 year, you had at least 4 injections. You did use Depo between January 1st, 1992 and the present date. You started approximately the first week of January of 92, and to the best of your memory, you used it into February of 94. I put the 5th of February. You have meningioma. You are a female. Tammy Reinhart, last 4, you know what they are, 3548. Tizzy Lish, 222@yahoo.com, 586-260-6953, mobile phone. 25919 New Forest Court in Chesterfield, Michigan, 48051, medical staff, we got Dr. Zima, McLaren McComb on Harrington, attending staff, McLaren Harrington, CT scan, Dr. Rem, family practice, monitor CT scan on 12/14/23, again, Dr. Rem, Shelby Township on Schoenherr Road, and no, you were not hospitalized. The medical notes, you have further you are being monitored for your meningioma, but you have further diagnosis scheduled for February 3rd of 2024, and you, 25. Boy, the year's changing, and I have to remember that one. And you do have digital copies of the CT scan is being monitored. I want to be more clear about that. Good job, young lady. So sorry this happened to you. So the question that I said I had one more question was, but you've already answered it. You do have medical records for this. You said you had the app on the phone and you have the digital copies. If they need
yes.
those from you, you would be able to provide them either electronically or by mail, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact, Tammy. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact in the event that we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. We would not be discussing the details of the case. We would just say who we are and that we're trying to get a hold of Tam. That's all this is about. So all I need is a first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
Chloe, C-H-L-O-E.
C-H-L-O-E. And Chloe's phone number?
586-610-9117.
9117. And friend, family, or foe?
My daughter.
Daughter. Ah, good for you. I've never had anybody say foe, by the way.
friend of?
Friend, family, or no, foe is like enemy. You know, fee, fi, fo, fum.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that went right over my head. Okay.
That's okay. That's okay. You're doing great. Hold on. Let me do some more copying and pasting. Okay. And I do have some more space, so let me put some more, a couple things in here for you that we've already discussed. And I sure hope this email thing flies because Google Maps did not light up for me, which it usually does. But I got a reason to think it because I'm not signed in. Okay, then one more thing to copy and paste. How long were you on, and I can ask this, I think, without screwing myself up. How long were you on the Synthroid for before you stopped taking it?
Oh, gosh. Years.
Long time, right? Years and years, right?
Synthroid and then the Leverloid, the generic brand, dosages up and down.
You even took the generic one, too.
Yeah, and then I even looked into, I think it's called Armored Thyroid, if I remember correctly. I forget what that one. I want to say it's a little more natural. That's when I started, like, more investigating, like, I'm not going to take this drug for the rest of my life.
So are you doing any seaweed-based or anything?
Am I doing what?
Any seaweed-based or anything?
No, but I'm more into holistic and vitamins more than I ever have been.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to be taking a drug for the rest of my life either.
No, I'm with you on that. That's why I ask, in all honesty.
And I keep doing, I follow a couple doctors on Instagram. There's this one lady, I forget what her name is. And I just found out over the weekend with my stepbrother and my brother and my sister-in-law, they're all following her too. She's, what the heck is her name?
I'll figure it out. I'll look it up for her. I think a lot of these drugs, we're just over-medicated is what the deal is, I believe.
Well, no, but it just makes sense. If you eat right and, I mean, you take care of yourself, and you know what I mean? And then you got to be careful with interacting with other medications. And
yep. There's a book that I'm reading. I'll text it to you. I'll look it up and send it to you. So this doctor that was, I think he's out your way, too, in Michigan, originally Dr. Peter Attica, and it's called Outlive. And he has switched his whole practice from, he talks about what a great job we do treating people when they're sick, but let's do a better job of letting them not get sick. And now that seems to be the narrative that, you know, Trump and Kennedy and all these guys want to bring in. But this has been going on for
years. Oh, no, yeah, totally. All the red dye. Yeah,
we don't buy anything with red dye in it.
Unhealthy. I mean, there's places don't even sell Gatorade, let alone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, if you're really looking at some of that stuff, it's like, ugh, you know, like a hot dog or the flu shot.
I don't eat those either, and I don't get those, and I didn't get the COVID shot.
Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no. I was leaving it for like 2 weeks, and then I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. They scare you for a little bit, yeah, and then like, screw that, no way.
We've been trying to. Hold on now here. I got something. Just about ready to send this to you if this Google thing lets me let it fly. Courtney. I have a real nice client on the line. Do you see what the error in this submission is? No.
We'll click one of those. You got to have the one of those clicks. Did you ask him?
No. Tammy, what's your marital status?
Single.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Are you logged in?
Yeah, but I had a difficulty with the Google. You see how the Google Maps didn't light up on this one?
Are you logged in? Hold on. Your mouse is backwards. Way too fast.
Bear with me, Tammy. Thank you for your patience. See that? See what I'm talking about? If I reload that page, I'll lose everything, won't I?
Yeah, I've never seen that. But this is your error.
Alright. Let me try this. Let me try this.
You might have to do another form.
Alright. This is going to take me about 3 minutes. If you want to walk away and go get coffee or something, Tammy, you can.
No, I'm good. I'm actually getting my vitamins out. So.
Okay, good. Good for you. I guess what I'm going to do is just do it on a new form. I think probably the problem is I left your intake up on my screen for the last few days. Okay. And to confirm, your date of birth is the 22nd. Happy birthday early.
Yep. Yep. Right. It's 6-0. Yikes.
Go to Vegas or something. Although I don't drink.
I'm going to Florida. It's a mother-daughter trip.
Oh, nice. You know, on your holistic thing, and I won't get real personal on you, but about 4 years ago, not because I had a problem or anything, I just decided I didn't need it anymore, and I'm a couple years older than you. Not a lot, but a couple. I think I already told you. I stopped drinking altogether.
Okay.
And I do notice an improvement, to be honest with you.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I admit I love my red wine. I'm a wino, but I can totally see it. That's a lot right there. I mean, sugar is... You give up sugar and white flour, that's a lot right there. Pop.
Well, you know? I like to think that I stopped in a point in my life where I still can drink. So if I were to go to France, I definitely would enjoy some wine. Or even if I went to Napa, to be honest with you.
Okay. Oh, totally, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? A lot of times I tell, I don't drink. Oh, I used to have a problem too. That's
no, exactly.
Why.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to kill time. That. While I'm doing this, okay? Oh, Reinhardt. Okay. Now let's see if this Google thing works. Now back to where I was. 25919. Oh, now it works. Comes right up. New Forest Court. There's also one in Arlington, Texas. I don't know if you knew that.
What's that?
There's also a New Forest Court in Arlington, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I have two choices on this one for you. Is it also known as New Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay.
We're borderline New Baltimore, Chesterfield, and a lot of the times when you put in the address, it'll come up New Baltimore, but it is Chesterfield. They're very close. It's been doing that for years. Yeah.
Okay. That's what, it's not nice to confuse Google. No, I'm teasing.
I know, right?
I know. They're a little bit too big for their britches anyways. But they're also a necessity, I tell you what.
Right.
Okay. We're getting there. We're getting there. God, I don't have to type anything. You guys have plans for New Year's?
As of right now, nothing. No, my girlfriend texted me this morning. My sister-in-law texted me. Nothing. Nothing
set in stone. Everything. You got enough going on already.
I haven't done like a big hall party or anything like that in a long time. Last year, I think we just made dinner and.
I don't even know if I was up last year at midnight.
Watch Nashville. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, oh yeah. I watched the Nashville countdown. Yeah, that's what I watched. Remember that?
Well, they show it out here at 9 o'clock. The national one. And then even in Vegas last year, they did it at 9 and then did it again at 12.
Really?
You know I'm in California, so
yeah,
you know all that. We're almost there. We're almost there on this. And I'm going to send you a document. You'll be all done. Perfect. I have somebody looking over my shoulder. Have you ever seen anybody tell you they have digital copies of their CAT scan?
Oh, nice. No.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, nice. You'll have it. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's her daughter. I think she knows that I'm at the last question of copy pasting, too.
Just go over it again. I'm pretty sure everything's right.
I'm going to look at it real quick, but I've kind of gone over it with her twice already. I'm
I
taking a lot of
her
time.
In the draft, in the
document. Yeah, yeah. What is that?
But that's why you had to do it?
I don't know.
Just send it. Everything's right.
Okay. Yeah.
We must have missed something. Oh, here we go.
Yes. She's good. Thank you for checking that over for me. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, Tammy. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
It's DocuSign's doing its thing right now, and I'm going to send it to you right now. And just so you know, it'll automatically put a copy of this into your email box. So when you get to the end of the DocuSign, it's going to ask if you want to download the app. You don't have to do that. Have you signed DocuSign before?
I'm not sure.
It's pretty easy. I just sent you a text message as well as an email.
Oh, yeah, I just got something, yeah.
Go ahead and click on that text message.
Yeah.
First thing it's going to ask you to do is check a box and agree to receive information from me electronically.
Yeah, are you having to answer the text? I just got a text. Click on speaker. Hang on.
Yeah, click. Go ahead and open up that text.
DocuSign Net would like to use your current location.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, now I see that the document for, hang on, let me turn the radio down.
Yeah, I can't see it on my screen. Where you're at, I can only see the document itself.
What? The select start to begin, it says Ben Martin, Law Group.
Yes, correct. Select start.
Hit start?
Yep, hit start.
Okay.
Now what do you see on your screen?
My name, address, phone number, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Just sign. Just hit the sign thing.
Yeah, do you see, does it say continue? Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow.
Okay.
So when you touch that, a box will pop up and ask you to make a signature and sign that box. You want to hit adopt and sign.
Yep, I got that.
Okay. And then just keep hitting things in the yellow. Continue or start, whatever it says. I think there's only like three times, and the last one will say all done or complete. And then I'll get a message that says it's complete.
It looks like it's. I did. Okay.
Yep. You're done. You're all done. And then it's probably asking you if you want to download DocuSign. You don't, like I said, you don't need to do that. It's automatically deposited.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to do that. It's automatically just deposited a copy into your box. Now, do you need me to send you an updated text message, or do you still have my information?
I still have your information. Now, did that go to my email too?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have a copy of that in your email as well, but you don't need to sign anything else. The only time you would need to sign something up is if I call you up and say I needed something or I made a mistake or something like that, then in which case I will definitely call you back. But then in the meantime, I'm going to send you out a text of the attorneys that are going to be contacting you. And it's basically just an introductory call. You're not going to have to go through the intake or anything like that all over again. And if you have any questions concerning time frames or anything like that, you're more than welcome to ask them or get back to me if you have any additional questions. I keep an eye on these things as well. And again, I will be.
So I won't. I won't be talking to you. I'll be talking to someone else.
You'll be talking to me as well as someone else, but mostly someone else from this point. Correct.
Okay.
But you are more than welcome to check with me as well as, you know, like I said, please feel free that you could give my number to anybody else that wants to talk about this. But most importantly, if you have questions about your case or something you're not comfortable with, I've given you my assurance in the very beginning that I'll help you out with anything I can. I want you to feel comfortable.
Okay.
I do. I do.
Okay.
I know you weren't at first, and I don't blame you. I don't mean it like that. I mean that.
Oh, no. To be honest with you, I did look into this because it's all over the internet now. I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
I did make a couple phone calls. There was one guy, I can't remember where he was, but it was almost like too aggressive. Like I wasn't comfortable with that. I was getting phone calls on Christmas Day. I'm like, really?
It wasn't us.
So that turned, I don't like that. I don't want to be pushed. And I don't
know.
To be honest with you, I was comfortable and comfortable with you and your voice. I was just more comfortable with you. And
thank
besides
you.
The other guy had a horrible accent. I'm like, nope.
No, I can't deal
with somebody that's got a horrible Indian accent. It's not fun.
Listen, no worries on that. I do want to tell you that I obviously shared with you my passion on these things when we spoke last, and I do really appreciate you participating because, like I said on the last call, think of it this way: you might be helping someone else and not even know it.
Well,
so,
I have nothing to lose either, so.
Well, and that too, but for you, I mean, you know, you should have had to go through it anyways. I mean, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it is, but, you know, if there's anything we can do to help you out to moving forward, you know, we should.
Oh,
honestly.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Right. All right. Listen, do you have any questions?
I don't think so. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I have that the date for you, the doctor, the CDs, if needed.
They'll tell you what they want if they want anything, because that was the whole point of getting the last four of your social. Actually, we'd like to get the whole thing. Is they're going to try to get your medical records. It's always better if they can get them. But you know what? You're so organized with that. I wouldn't be surprised if they ask you for yours. I really wouldn't. But most of the time, they just go ahead and pull them. But that's going to be up to, you know, between the two of you.
How far back can you go? I mean, that's my biggest question. Like, do I want to do this? How far back can you go? Is it even going to help if they can't find anything?
No, because they're going to look at your ailment. The ailment, the meningioma, doesn't come from anything else.
Okay.
So it's,
oh,
it's
okay. Okay. I think you did say that. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
A lot of ladies have no clue as to when they got that. Back in 92, come on, that was 30 years ago.
Exactly. That's why I said that my daughter's going to be 34. I'm like, okay, shit, that's a long time ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right. But the fact is that you do have the doctor's diagnosis of the meningioma. So, you know, that's really what they're looking at.
Okay.
But, you know, like I say, you know, you shouldn't have had to go through it in the first place. But, you know, it is what it is, like I say. And let's at least send a message to Big Pharma that they got to stop putting
there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff coming out after January 20th. I think it's going to blow up. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going to come out. Yeah.
We'll see. But anyways, the best to you. It's truly been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to talk to my wife
about
that Synthroid. Yes. And don't hesitate to reach out. Yeah, she's still on it. She's 62. So she's 2 years older than you. She's been on it for a long time. You know, she used to have, when she wasn't on it, though, she couldn't gain a pound if her life depended on it. Her hair loss all the time. You see it in the shower. You know what I mean?
I got hair loss, but I'm ginormous, but I mean, I'd like to lose 20 pounds, but I wasn't getting anywhere with anything. I wasn't helping with anything. The fatigue, nothing. Yeah, it's like, why am I thinking this if I'm not getting any results from it, you know?
I honestly think with her, she's a little bit, she probably, to the way that America looks at things, which is not the way I look at it, one could say she probably could lose 20. I wouldn't want her to. I would not want her to. Because God forbid, if something happened, you kind of need a little bit of backup. You're the holistic lady. You know that being skinny is not being healthy, okay?
Oh, no, no, yeah.
But
at the same time,
you don't want to be you know, you got to find a nice balance somewhere.
Yeah, but the fatigue and the body aches and the just blah,
I get it, I do. But so, you know what? Take care of yourself, and you seem to be doing a great job of it, so. Seriously.
Yeah, I do. But I like my red wine, like I said. So
nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
I'm gonna drink my red wine before I get a COVID or flu shot any day. So
there you go. Nice talking with you. Okay, it truly has been a
you
pleasure,
too.
Lady. Have a happy
day. Thank you. So when am I gonna hear from somebody? Is this good, probably after the first of the year?
Well, you might. What's today? You might hear from them this week, tomorrow, today. You just might, but they'll leave you a message. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Just go about your daily activities. They'll leave you a message.
Okay. They leave a voice message?
Yes. They'll leave you a voice message.
Or email. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Maybe both, actually.
Okay.
These guys get through it pretty quick. You'll be surprised. It'll go through pretty quickly for you. And again, you know what? On next Monday, if you haven't heard from them by then, shoot me a text or call me.
Okay.
And I'll get them on the line for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your little vacation and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, ma'am. Be safe out there, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.